brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's Tuesday, the 13th day of September 2005. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, as we are Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Well, Newsmax has got the headline, Group, New Orleans Gun Seizures Illegal. And we have one of the largest Second Amendment organizations in the country publicly decrying the gun confiscations that are going on right now, still ongoing in New Orleans and surrounding areas because of the devastation. It has nothing to do with keeping the population safe. It has nothing to do with stopping looters. It has everything to do with bringing in this FEMA takeover martial law model. And so many gun owners that I know at gun shops and at shooting ranges and on the street and friends I see at the grocery store, they're not aware that this is going on, despite the fact it was all over television last Friday and Saturday, and in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and the NRA came out last week and said, nah, it's reasonable to turn your guns in. Go ahead and turn your guns in. And then NRA members freaked out on them, and so then they put out a report yesterday saying, well, this is troubling, and we're looking at it. So I hope that listeners will want to talk about this subject, because it's a big, big deal. So are the foreign troops, confirmed foreign Dutch and Mexican troops in New Orleans and surrounding areas. Also armed Mexican troops here in Texas. That's confirmed. Dutch troops confirmed. I mean, basically crawling all over us. What is going on? The answer is a giant takeover drill. It is a drill. But again, the globalists say that Afghanistan, Iraq, Gitmo in Cuba, Grenada, all of these little wars and skirmishes and fights, they're all laboratories. They, in fact, brag that Waco was a laboratory. Waco was a drill. They called in SAS from England. They called in British special forces. They called in Dutch special forces, Russian special forces, Israeli special forces. They had mind control experts there. Even Time Magazine has reported on this, just getting around the live guinea pigs and doing some mind control information warfare testing with the white noise machines and the focused sound weapons and microwave weapons and everything else. It's just a bunch of kids. How often do you get to surround a bunch of babies and torture them? By the government, just loved it. And they called it an exercise, a laboratory. So we'll open the phones up. I will get to your calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. For those of you that are still in denial about what's happening, Group, New Orleans gun seizures illegal following low-key inquiries that were met with stony silence and official indifference. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms today is calling for a federal investigation into reports of gun seizures from law-abiding New Orleans residents and is demanding that officials there immediately account for all confiscated firearms. See, at first, all these groups were, well, Bush wouldn't do that. Well, government, you're not really doing that, are you? The government's like, you bet we are. Now shut your mouth. Give me that gun. There's a nice AP photo of armored trucks loaded with FBI and their black mask. This is what they've trained for, the happy hunting ground, letting the slaves know who the boss is.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be opening the phones up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. We're into the second segment, 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this Tuesday live edition, the 13th day of September 2005. Everybody said that they wouldn't be able to pass a national ID card, and they did it about 4 months ago, and now they're implementing it through the state driver's license and ID cards. The general public said they'd never be able to pass forced psychological testing and forced drugging of every school-aged child in America from 5 to 18 years of age, and they've passed the federal law and are now trying to implement at the state level. It's kind of like a boa constrictor trying to eat a horse, but it's actually getting part of the job done. People couldn't believe that gun confiscation is actually going on in areas of New Orleans and other areas of Louisiana and Mississippi. But it is going on. People couldn't believe it last year in Louisiana when the police just said, we're going to start randomly searching houses in neighborhoods and we're going to go to your door and demand you let us in to randomly do an inspection. People couldn't believe it 3 years ago. Up in Illinois, different major cities, the police would just, quote, demand a home inspection and would search your goods and look for guns or drugs just randomly as part of your home safety inspection. People can't believe that Mexican troops are in America and have been seen and are armed, or that Dutch troops are here. Well, I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've witnessed them train to take your guns, to break up your family, to kill you. but got to support the troops even if they're foreign. Worship of Caesar's troops is the number one sign of total slavery. And so last week I started reading what the New York Times was reporting. The wonderful news, why it was totally reasonable. All guns were being confiscated in New Orleans and the surrounding suburbs, and it didn't matter if you legally purchased them and they were totally legal. The police are taking your guns, and they're going to confiscate them all. Then there was a big public backlash. I mean, the mayor and the police chief, the superintendent of police, as he's called, these goons went on TV and announced they were confiscating all guns. It was on TV Friday and Saturday, and then there was a backlash against it, and they said, oh, no, we're not confiscating all guns, just when we need to. And so I got the emails from the neocon worshipers saying there's no such thing, it's not going on, go back to sleep, America. And the NRA said that until they got spanked by their membership, and now they're decrying the gun confiscation. And coming up in 50 minutes, we are going to be joined by the spokesman for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Committee, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, following low-key inquiries that were met with stony silence and official indifference. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms today is calling for the federal investigation into reports of gun seizures from law-abiding New Orleans residents and is demanding that officials there immediately account for all confiscated firearms. The chairman, Alan Gottlieb, is demanding that New Orleans police officials immediately stop the seizures, disclose where those firearms are being kept, how they are being secured, the type and number of firearms involved, and how those guns will be promptly returned to their lawful rightful owners and the condition in which they were originally taken. I also want to know, under just what authority New Orleans officials are confiscating lawfully owned firearms from law-abiding citizens, Gottlieb said. Where does it say that the state and the federal constitution can be nullified, even briefly, simply because of a hurricane? In every other natural disaster the country has ever faced, people retain their civil rights, including the right of self-defense. But New Orleans and Louisiana state officials have added the sin of arrogance to incompetence and negligence for which they must be held accountable with this is over. Gun rights activists have been outraged by a film clip showing a police officer tackling an elderly woman who was armed in her own home and later removing her from the premises. There's a lot of other incidences of this as well. And the New York Times proudly describes how armed paramilitary gangs of police led by the FBI. The FBI is leading the police multi-jurisdictional task forces. The BATF is leading different task forces. You have the city broken into different sectors, but they're all being led by the BATF, the FBI, and, yes, the U.S. Army and the National Guard. I mean, I've got them, I've taped it off television. They admit the power structure. FEMA is in control. They will just simply have the mayors and others go out and make proclamations to put a local face on it. And then they play it off as if it's the feds, it's the locals, it's the locals, it's the feds, it's the shirts versus the skins, it's the cowboys versus the Eagles. And they break us into Democrats are the locals, Republicans are the feds. It's all the Democrats' fault. It's all the feds' fault. No, they're all under federal control. It's all one unified group, just like it was with the election of 04, just like it is with these confirmation hearings. It's a staged event. I've been to the FEMA drills over and over again. Stop playing mental gymnastics. Stop making excuses. Stop denying what's happening. The government wants your guns. They've always wanted your guns. For you to be a true serf, for you to be a true slave, for you to truly be conquered and dominated, you need to be disarmed. I remember the Gannett News Service, we put this in Police State 3, reporting that under a red alert, they will confiscate your guns and that you cannot leave your house. And that they will take your children from the schools and separate the families and make sure you behave by controlling your children. The Washington Post also reported this. Look, we'd been to the drills. We'd covered the drills with the police and the feds doing this, in some cases with the military and the Marines, from Florida to Missouri. And then it was in the Washington Post. It was in Gannett News Service. It was in the major news wires. I've made films about it. This is a long-term plan. The UN has had public conferences. FEMA has had public conferences where they said we're going to hold food and water back from populations until they turn their guns in. And folks, that's exactly what we now see happening in this laboratory. And I said this in the first segment, I'll say it again. It's so important. The Pentagon has stated Afghanistan is a live fire exercise and laboratory. It is an ongoing experiment. Iraq is an ongoing experiment. Macedonia and Serbia and Kosovo and Bosnia Herzegovina, those are all experiments, live experiments. Vietnam was an experiment, a laboratory. America is a laboratory. The Pentagon admits they designed 20 years ago the layout and the FEMA command centers and the cameras and microphones that have gone up all over the country. And they admit in MIT Magazine and MSNBC and all these Pentagon publications that it is to control you. This stuff isn't hidden, boys and girls. And then the Brown and Roots, the Blackwater, the DynCorp, the Bechtels of the world, they're going to manage it, the Lockheed Martins. They're going to manage and run all of these systems. The military-industrial complex is greedy. Owning all the big private prisons isn't enough. Shipping in the heroin and cocaine isn't enough. Controlling the drugs isn't enough. Owning big pharma, pushing the prescription drugs on you, isn't enough. Being able to invade all these third world countries and grab all this oil, it's not enough, folks. They're going to run your life. They're going to draft your kids. They're going to own you, like empires have always owned their slaves. And to do that, they got to have a string of crises getting you domesticated, getting you under their thumb. Let's talk to the callers. Let's go to Phil in Ohio. Phil, welcome.
Alex, nice to speak with you.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm a proud member of your Prison Planet TV.
Yeah?
What I'd like to talk about is, in 1980, I was about 15, and I went to a Christian church at that time. And I had a pastor, Brother Bill, that spoke basically about what you're talking about now, you know. And at the time, it scared me to death, and eventually I became saved. Since then, I've kind of backslidden a little, but I've never lost my faith. And I can't see why isn't the Christian ministry today on top of this?
Because they were offered $10 billion a year starting, upwards of $50 billion a year once it gets rolling. One part of it is the faith-based initiative. And they are going to be federalized and federally paid. And already they will go after the tax exemption. Remember the 700 Club 10 years ago used to be a lot better, but now it's pretty much New World Order? Well,
oh, yeah, definitely.
That's because the government went after Pat Robertson's racehorses and all his private TV stations that he had under the umbrella of the church. And so he rolled over like a possum. He rolled over like a dead fish floating on the surface. Stay there. It's a good question, a good comment, and I want to get your take on it, Phil, and I appreciate your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. We just redesigned the site, by the way, with a member's interface, so all the membership material is all in one spot, a lot easier to navigate and use, so check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay there, my friend. We'll talk about some of the other facets how they fought off the churches.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Well, we're talking about gun confiscation. It's going on in your face. A lot of people are in denial about it. They're in denial about the foreign troops stomping around America. They're in denial about all these major attacks on freedom. They're in denial about the Supreme Court saying, hey, if some private land baron wants your property, they can go to the city or the local development group and steal it. Even middle-class homes that are paid for. And then the big dirty secret inside that secret is that they don't even pay you what the house is worth. They condemn the home first, and then they devalue it by 75% on average, and then they take it and pay you 25% of what the home's value is on the tax rolls. And many times, best use for your land could be anywhere between 50 and 100% higher than what it is on the tax rolls. But you don't even get a fraction of what it is on the tax rolls. I mean, just think about how this country's changing. Classical police states being set up has nothing to do with keeping you safe. That's just the backdrop, the excuse for the corrupt establishment creating larger and larger oceans of armed mercenary goons to pull from. And they can't get this agenda through unless the churches, where hundreds of millions of Americans attend, you know, every Saturday and Sunday and Wednesday night, unless those churches are telling you everything's okay. I mean, it was the churches that helped lead the war against the British in 1776 that helped kick it off in 1775. They gave the moral backbone to the people. Not anymore. They say, hey, implantable chips aren't evil. They're good. Do what the government says. Follow all of its orders. They pervert Romans 13. Follow government. Submit to government. Bush is of the Lord. He's on a jihad against the evil jihadis. He's on a crusade. And so, I mean, I've had big national so-called Christian talk shows say that I'm a liar about Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. Bush is, either isn't a member or it's no big deal. And I am of the devil, not Bush. Alex Jones is of the devil because I don't see that Bush is an angel. You know, that Bush is just like he's radiating a golden light. He's got a halo around his head. Till, finish up what you were talking about, sir.
Well, like I was saying, it's hard to believe that even at the grassroots or independent Christian churches, how they could all be so old. I mean, there's got to be a lot of true Christians out there that have to see this for what it is. And if we ever do want a big groundswell, which we need, it seems like Christians waking up to the truth would be where it could really come from.
I hear you, but I mean, if you want to know why the big denominations are basically all telling their members how to turn their guns in, I mean, I've got Baptist churches doing gun buybacks and turn your gun in flyers. I've got Catholic churches up in Illinois doing it. I mean, if you wonder why this is happening, it's because they've been bought off. Thanks for the call, and it's good to have you on board.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Take care, my friend. Look, it's simple. In China, you can have all the churches you want. They're just government approved. In Nazi Germany, there were lots of churches. They were just government approved. In most of the Soviet bloc nations, there were churches that were allowed. They just had to be government approved. And most Americans today believe that churches have to be government approved in America. And if your church isn't government approved, they will send in a SWAT team, and they'll drag people out by their hair on national TV. I've got it from CBS News. 2 weeks after Bush got into office, they raided the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, the seventh largest church in the United States, thousands of members, a gigantic, sprawling, multi-acre, it was like 20 acres or something, complex. Pastor Dixon, Dr. Dixon, and because Dr. Dixon wouldn't be 501c3. He said we never had to have these compliance forms before. But see, the government 50 years ago just said, oh, it's a formality, just sign this form. And then they added to the form. It was all color of law, and they got everybody practicing, and then they just said, oh, yeah, it's the law. It's like driving. Driving was never a privilege, but they started saying it was until we all believed it. You see, they just tell you over and over again, oh, we're allowed to confiscate your guns. We're allowed to come in your house without a warrant. We're allowed to take your property without just compensation. Yes, because we say so. Because we got a crew of killers with machine guns that back us up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got one of the major pro-Second Amendment lobbies coming on in the next hour, about 20 minutes or so, to talk about the mass gun confiscation going on and how the feds won't deny it, and it's continuing. It is going on right now. We're also going to continue with your phone calls. There's a new FEMA director. He's the guy that came up with the stupid idea of having Ridge stand up there and say, put duct tape on your house. That'll keep you safe. And we'll get into the Roberts confirmation hearings that are ongoing. And we do have that clip on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll play it again a little bit later, where Senator Biden brings it up that, hey, you're going to preside over forced implantation of microchips. You know, what's your policy going to be on that? I mean, that's how Orwellian, how bizarre, how outer limits, Twilight Zone, all of this has gotten, that in confirmation hearings, there's discussions of forced implantation. This isn't a game, this isn't a drill, this isn't a joke. But so many of you are in denial. And I really don't want to hear you shoot your mouths off about how you're a bunch of good conservatives, but and you know how you love George Bush. I know so many people that will talk about how things are going to Hades in a handbasket, and we're losing our freedoms, and a police state's being set up. But oh, those dumb Democrats, they need to stop attacking Bush. Why do you let that ruse fool you? Don't you understand they're playing a game with you? It's like the old scam of where the woman acts like she's been beat up by the man and she runs into your arms in the parking lot. It's a popular 100-year-old scam, probably older than that, but it's one of the most popular scams out there. And then the assailant, her boyfriend, runs out and then acts fearful of you. And then you feel powerful and get in the car with her, and then she puts a gun to the back of your head, and they rob you. They go to your house and, you know, at gunpoint and tie you up and rob you, and then a lot of times blow your head off. Well, that's what the Democrats and the Republicans do. Or a better analogy is good cop, bad cop. And I'm so tired of watching you get conned. I'm tired of watching the public being manipulated. I'm sick of it, and it's time to realize what's happening. And it depends on what perspective you look at it from. If you're a Democrat, the Republicans are the bad cop. If you're a Republican, the Democrats are the bad cop. So Democrats see the locals in New Orleans as the good cops. And then Republicans see Bush as the good cop. And we're all blind together. So we've got to metamorphosize. Is that a word? We've got to have a metamorphosis out of this false system. A transition. We've got to get back to the 100-year-old system. Until 100 years ago, it was taught freedom versus slavery, tyranny versus liberty, serfdom versus freedom. There was no left or right. It was unknown. It did not exist. And I know I've been talking about this a lot, because until we realize this, until we deprogram ourselves, and it's a powerful peer pressure. People want to have left-right discussions with me every day. And I have to stop and go, it's not left-right. And I have to then explain that to people. Because I was talking to a fellow last night, and he's seen the TV show a few times, but he hadn't gotten this idea from me. I'm glad. I mean, it's a common sense idea. He had come upon this truth on his own. And then we're going to John and Tim and Jack and Alex here in a minute. He said, Alex, it seems to me like they don't want the oil to flow out of Iraq. Everybody thought it was, quote, to go get that oil. No, they make even more oil by not having it flow out. And he said, it seems to me like they want to do a bad job in New Orleans. So when they screw up, they get more funding and control. He goes, I call it the gold finger. He called the gold finger something, and then I added, no, it's the gold finger phenomenon, or the gold finger, I used a better term than that at the time, spontaneously. But you ever seen the James Bond movie, one of the first James Bond movies, Goldfinger? I think it was the second one. And they think that Goldfinger wants to rob Fort Knox of the hundreds of billions of dollars of gold. And he says, oh, no. I'm going to detonate a small A-bomb. And I'm going to make the gold radioactive. And then my gold shares will more than triple. You see? So it's the Goldfinger factor, or the Goldfinger syndrome. I thought, man, that'd be a good name for a video or a book, you know, to explain this. The war on drugs is an incredible success. You're going, wait a minute, there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine. We've gone from 1 million people in prison to 7 million people in the system in the last 12 years. It's horrible. Look, prohibition was a great success. Triple the alcoholism. More than a tripling in the size of gangs, incredible corrupting of the police forces, wild success until the people got wise and canceled it. The war on illiteracy, just an unbelievable success. We are now the dumbest people in the world per capita from the smartest 55 years ago. It's all a raving, stark raving, insane, flying colors, unabridged, unwavering, total, complete rout. It is wildly successful. The Iraq War, both of them, in 1991 and 2003, wildly successful. Just so successful, it staggers the mind. The globalists have just executed everything with total precision, total aplomb, flawless execution, precise control. You're going, man, what are you talking about? Well, if you are the big military-industrial complex, and you control 90-plus percent of cocaine and heroin production, and then you ship it in, and then you also own the private prisons where you put people's kids that end up using the drugs, then you make money there. They work for 20 cents an hour on average. You have open slave labor in America displacing everybody else's jobs, and the idiot population you've dumbed down is cheering it on. The war on drugs is a great success. More of your product on the streets, more people on it. It makes it fashionable because it's, quote, daring and illegal. It's a great success. You control the paradigm. One-third of Colombia won't pay its cut, controlled by the FARC. That's where you do the drug eradication and the troops going in and raiding and the spraying operations and the rest of it. Total success. Total. You put in the modern forms of education. You test. The dumber the kids get, the more the funding. People say, well, why do you reward failure? They're not rewarding failure. We have the Department of Education documents. Do you understand this is public? But most people don't seek it out. It's like saying at some state park, if you march 10 miles over mountains, you can see a giant, beautiful oak tree. That giant, beautiful oak tree is public. That giant oak tree is available for you to go sit under it and eat a sack lunch, but you're going to have to hike there. It's just like these documents are public, but they're not going to be on the nightly news. You're going to have to go dig them up. We've made them available on the website. We've had the guest on. We've covered it. I've read it. I've looked at it. I've seen it, where they call you and your family a disease. They're going to eradicate your families. They call you, folks, they sit around calling you a disease. That's how, and they laugh at you that they call you a disease in their own textbooks, and you don't even know you're being called diseases. They openly say they're going to mind control you and openly forcibly drug you. It's a big joke. They're rolling in their seats. They're laughing out loud. If they would have gone in and kicked Saddam Hussein out in 1991, they would have not been able to have sanctions. They would have not been able to block 95% of his oil sales. That would have driven down the price. They wouldn't have been able to have select deals where only Brown and Root and Halliburton, Brown & Root subsidiaries, were able to sell oil field equipment. Did you know under these deals, only under the international agreements, only Halliburton was allowed to sell oil field equipment to Saddam? All the sweetheart deals that came with that. The globalists wouldn't have been able to carry out genocide for 13 years. And by the way, it's 15 now. It's been ongoing the last two. From the beginning of the Desert Shield in 1990, right through to 2005, almost 15 years. Millions of dead Iraqis. In the first 13 years, 1.5 million. Now, at least 300,000 more are dead. They wouldn't be able to... See, they don't want a strong country there. That place had universities, and Christians and Jews were free to do what they wanted, and women were free to be doctors and lawyers. You can't have that. Our government, if you look it up, actually put in all the radical... Muslim regimes, they actually funded them in the 50s. They actually put them all in. They don't want the Arabs with big airports and big resorts and big colleges and people walking around in three-piece suits with all the money they've got. They want to keep them down. So now the Pentagon's own documents say, Israel's own documents say, written in the 80s, we're going to take Iraq over, and we're going to balkanize it. It's going to be endless civil war, and all we're going to have is some big bases we use to invade other countries. They want it to be what you would call, and I would call, a failure. Vietnam, we could have won that thing in 6 weeks. You can't have that. If you have a 10-year war, you get to make hundreds of billions of dollars and also create balkanized movements that you control here in America. If FEMA would have gone in and let the locals get control and wouldn't have jammed police radios, and this wouldn't be the big crisis it is now. This big training drill, this new change agent to change the way we live our lives, to get us on to the UN plan, Agenda 21, and all of the control systems. You see, but you look at things, a normal person isn't a criminal, isn't a psychopathic killer. And so they look at the system, and they say, well, man, they just keep screwing up. No, they're not screwing up. They're amassing power. They're getting control. They're waging war on you. They're waging siege on you. They're besieging our families. They're besieging our churches. They're besieging our free society. They're dismantling it at every level. Julius Caesar wrote a handbook on how to do this 2,000 years ago called The Battle for Gaul. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm tired of seeing you get conned and manipulated. And we've got to have this revelation, this renaissance of understanding now. All of these wars give the government more control, and that gives, i.e., the private interests that control our government, more power and control. John in Canada, thanks for holding. Go ahead, John.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, great show. Thank you for everything you're doing. I think I got an idea relatively, I'm pretty confident that it would offer us a solution to this Bush madness. You know, there was recently...
Well, again, Bush is nothing but a puppet.
Okay, well...
But I agree with you, Bush madness, he is the titular head, the figurehead, but nothing more.
Well, okay, but communication is essential, though, and I'm sure you would agree with that for sure.
Yes.
Just recently there was a court... the court found that if Bush finds you as an American a threat to his personal liberty, he can put you in prison and you don't have an opportunity to speak to a lawyer, a jury, or anything, right?
Yes, for any reason, non-terror-related,
yeah.
Anything, you can be
right.
Held in a camp.
Right. Now, this I'm the guy here in Canada who the Bush administration is working to have incarcerated. This started a number of years ago. It's a little different. Of course, we're in a different country. And originally, the warrant itself, I can give a copy to anybody, but it articulates the reason why. They don't want me to speak, you know, because
They set precedents, but...
Well,
they can't stop us all.
Well,
the ANSI, this is a chilling effect. People are meant to hear about your case, they're meant to become afraid, and if we are cowed by this, then we lose. If we stand up bullishly,
right,
then we can turn it around.
Yeah, like I think, you know, I reach out to find people to support my cause, because I know there is no way.
Okay, tell us about your cause, sir.
Okay, well, I figure there's no way I'm going to go to prison if the public knows who I am and what the position I have was. I mean, the position I have, well, I have positions on everything about Bush. The war in Iraq is unjustified.
First announce yourself, or all of this is pointless.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I had a radio show here in Manitoba, and all I did was say, the FBI state uncategorically, without a shadow of doubt, that General Mahmoud Ahmad, Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad, funded Muhammad Atta. Muhammad Atta is, of course, the alleged mastermind ringleader, and Mahmoud Ahmad is at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. Now, I also know, through Jim McLeweshki at MSNBC, that Bush was working on his invasion of Afghanistan strategy.
Well, that's admitted, too,
right.
And I'm familiar with what you're talking about, and we've covered it. And let me tell you why this happened. Canada has this velvet glove. Oh, we're so liberal. We only arrest you for your speech if you talk bad about dear little Israel. But then in reality, they're nothing but a control arm of the New World Order, and you have no free speech there. And so Bush, to get you off the radio, and I'm familiar with the case, went after you because he has the laws he needs in Canada. And you should have been screaming bloody murder about this from the start, starting 2 years ago.
Well, I'm trying to. The thing is it's a very difficult subject because I've written on politics for 10 years. I've talked about the nature of
But you're not even saying your name, sir.
My point is
that only I'm going to put you on hold. That only protects them. I mean, you call every few months and you basically repeat the exact same thing. I'm willing to help you, sir, but nobody can help you if you're not willing to step up and tell folks who you are.
Winnipeg, I'm well known. Everybody here knows. That's why they couldn't arrest me off the bat. I was involved in theater.
I really can't talk to you. I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, I can't talk to people who want to call in and talk about cases and talk about the attack they're under and talk about what's happening to them. You know, they charged you with this stuff, and then now nothing's happened to you for 2 years, and you're just afraid to speak out now because of what they did to you before. The answer is, when somebody calls up saying death threats me, I work 2 extra hours the next day. You know, I mean, I have a rule. You push me, I push back harder. You give in to these bullies, they're like sharks, they smell blood, they go wild.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Bush madness, or George Bush has done all this. When he leaves office, the New World Order will just put a whole new puppet in, and then for 4 or 8 years, that puppet will take all the blame. Though the puppets are obviously distasteful creatures themselves. Then they'll put another one in and another, and then we never talk about the elite. We never talk about the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, or the Bilderberg Group. I never talk about the globalists and how they use socialism to consolidate our wealth and then transfer those new government powers over to private agencies that then become government themselves. It's the transformation of the robber barons into our actual governments. We're about to go to Alex and Jack and Tim and Alexander and Don and many others. I do want to remind the listeners that I have produced 12 films. I also carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape on Infowars.com. I mean, we have Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's amazing video about the history of gun control and mass genocide and what happens, how they register, then they confiscate, then they mass murder, then they enslave. That's their one true desire. It's their deepest, darkest desire. And then on top of that, we carry videos like George Humphrey's amazing 9/11 video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, that comes with a free 90-page color booklet, The Great Illusion. And then we also carry on DVD and VHS the Loss of Liberty video, how our government with Israel conspired to attack that ship, to blame it on Egypt for a pretext for World War III. Or my film, Martial Law, or Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror. These are all excellent films, and you need to have them. And yes, your purchase of these videos also makes this broadcast possible. There's a lot of really big discounts when you get multiple films. So when you're on Infowars.com and watching free video clips, be sure and look at all the different specials we're offering. Or call toll-free to get the films. 1-888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films, many other films, a bunch of e-books, my weekly TV reports, all our best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All right, let's go to Jack because he's on a cell phone. Then we'll go to Tim and Alex and others. Jack in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'll be real quick. This past weekend, I watched the news with your glasses, basically. And I see through your eyes based on, you know, the truth. And I saw Lou Dobbs do a story on military in America. And then he went straight from that into something that didn't mean anything. Last night, George Bush did his little grandstanding when he went and, visited New Orleans or whatever. Behind him were Mexican Marines. And it's like once he gets off the camera, you would expect the reporter that knew anything about anything to say, hey, there was a Mexican Marine behind the president, and the president didn't even announce it or say anything or whatever. Yeah, my point is
it's all conditioning. No, exactly.
Yeah.
I was watching TV at like 1 a.m. last night with the sound off, and it was just every reporter had troops behind them in berets searching all the bags coming into, you know, or Mexican troops or Dutch troops. Oh, you're absolutely right.
You know, I've got 3-year films, and it's just amazing to see a supposed conspiracy theorist and his films coming true. You've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. Well, we had their battle plan. I mean, we're not psychic.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.